the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Time for some more high school football talk. Every Tuesday, we catch up with Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dinos. Every Wednesday, it's Coach John Famalo of the Emory Spartans. Emory, this past Friday, losing 17-0 to Payson, now sitting 0-3 on the young season. They'll look to get back on the winning track Friday. They'll travel on the road to take on the Manti Templars. Myself, alongside Chris Winfrey, will bring you the play-by-play call. Plenty to talk about in that regard. In fact, joining us over the telephone right now, we have Coach John Famalo. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking out the time today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Coach, we'll start by talking about this past Friday. It was kind of a weird game, all in all. You guys fall 17-0 to Payson. Very competitive, very entertaining game through two quarters. Payson pulled ahead in the third quarter, added a field goal late in the fourth, and then as the game was over, punched in one more touchdown. All in all, give me your assessment of your team's performance in week three.
I wasn't too happy, honestly, with where we were at. Offensively, we struggled to move the ball. Defensively, I thought we had some moments. We were faced with a lot of short fields, and unfortunately, I missed some field goals and kind of kept us in the ball game. But every time it seemed like we had an opportunity to put a drive together, we either get a penalty or we take a deep sack, and just kind of one thing built upon another, and we just kind of dug a hole. And that's how I felt. That first team who had scored probably win the ball game, and they got off first, and that made it tough for us.
It was one of those games where I could see fatigue start to set in, Coach, specifically up front offensively. It looked like in the second half, the kids were tired. I mean, I think that's what it kind of boiled down to. I don't know if you kind of took the same conclusions from this game, but it just looked like the offensive line was worn down. And because of that, there were some breakdowns, and that did not allow Kyson to have the proper time. It allowed some breakdowns in the backfield where kids like Rance and Easton were getting hit. I mean, to me, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, we were a little fatigued. One of the biggest things, we had Lon Huntsman, he was sick, he was out, so then we had to move guys around, and so, and we tried to make an offense easy enough for some of these kids to move around without having to, make a whole bunch of changes or to confuse them a bunch, but, I think that was a little bit of it, a little bit of confusion, and then it seems like that's an ongoing theme with us. Come around that mid-third quarter, fourth quarter, we just kind of run out of gas, and, we're trying to get guys rotated in. But, we're just so thin, that's, where we're at. We're still working to try to get these guys in shape. It's a challenge that we're trying to face and get over, and so somehow we got to do it.
You talk about the, Lon Huntsman not being there. As far as missing Lon defensively, that didn't seem to be a problem for you guys. Certain aspects of this game, certain particular times in this game, your defense was very dominating, and you guys forced a very athletic quarterback to really make some poor decisions, I thought, at times in this game.
Yeah, no, we had to move Colton. He usually plays a safety, moved him down as a linebacker, and I thought he did well at that linebacker spot. And so, that was good to know that we can move kids around and, still have some success on defense. And, we had to get some pressure on him. He was an athletic quarterback, but there was times we tried to put some pressure on him. We couldn't get to him, that, he sat back there a little bit, and he made some plays with his legs. And then when he moved his legs and we reacted, he threw over the top. So there's a couple big plays there that I felt like if we would have made a play on a ball, it's a different ball game.
It's not something that I can necessarily tell from the broadcast booth. You obviously being on the sideline, you're a little bit closer to the action. In comparison to Summit Academy, what was the physicality like in this game from your opponent's perspective? I mean, did you notice some somewhat similar aspects, and in that case, an improvement from your team based on what happened the week before?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, again, we're getting that physicality that we need up front. I think it's a lot of it's fatigue, and when fatigue happens, you get mistakes. And like you mentioned, we have breakdowns and blocking and other things, and we don't get pressure on the quarterback because we're fatigued. And so, that's the biggest thing I see. But I think we're being physical enough. We just got to be able to keep the endurance to be able to carry four quarters.
I do want to point out one performance before we move away defensively. Jared Snow made some incredible plays for you guys outside. I know he was faced with a huge height advantage, but still, he made some great plays on the ball.
No, and Jared's a pretty good lockdown corner, and he played a lot of corners for us last year. So his kid's his experience. He's a gamer, and, he's not afraid. He was matched up with kids that probably you know, 5-6 inches on him. But, you know, watching film, he did a great job getting the ball at the high points, knocking balls out. And, you know, we just need to get some help over the top and maybe we get some interceptions. Some other things could happen that way.
When you guys try to recover from a shutout loss, and it's only the first time that you guys have been shut out in over 3 years, so it's not something that happens regularly at Emory High School. How difficult was it to get these guys back and excited to play football on Monday, or was it at all?
I think the kids are always excited to play football. They're probably not too excited to watch the film because that's always the telltale, you know, where kids made mistakes and what we need to do better. But I think, you know, we spent a lot of time in the film room so they could get an idea of what we're doing wrong and what we need to get better at. And, you know, I think they're buckled down and ready to get after it again this week.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Famalo of the Emory Sport and Football Team. Coach, we'll talk about Friday's contest. It is Manti, a team that is a little bit down this season, but you got to go on the road to face Manti. I don't have very fond memories of this place. It doesn't seem like it typically ends well for us when we go on the road. So, on the road to Manti, that is. So, regardless of what they look like so far this year, it's always a tough place to play.
Oh, it is. Manti, I mean, there's some tradition there with those guys, and, you know, they seem to always get the better of us, especially on their field. And so, you know, they're down, similar to us, but at the same time, I know they're gonna bring their A game. They're going to make the adjustments they need to, and, you know, I think it should be a pretty good game.
What are some of the things that stand out to you about Manti, some of the things that you guys have got to be aware of when you take the field on Friday?
I mean, they're, again, another physical team that likes to pound the ball. You know, they're not going to throw it a ton. I mean, I think they have a young quarterback, sophomore quarterback, that come in to replace an injured quarterback. So, you know, if we can, you know, get ourselves off the field, get some three and outs, and, you know, really stop the run and not let them get that established, you know, I think that's going to be the key for us this week.
Yeah, Lance Fowles out of the backfield for Manti. He's averaging close to 7 yards per carry. A couple of touchdowns on the season as well. They kind of have a kid that can complement Fowles well and Dallin Rasmussen. I mean, as far as a percentage, this is a team that's going to try to run the football close to 80% of the time, right?
Yeah, it's about 80-20 is what it is. And so, like I say, they'll take a chance over the top when you start cheating and start blitzing. And so, you know, we got to be aware of that. But, you know, they're going to pound it right at you.
It is the final week, Coach, before we move into region play. What are some of the aspects that you're still trying to figure out outside of the offensive line and the blocking schemes? What are still some of the things as far as the skill position players go that you guys have got to get figured out before you move into region play?
I mean, as far as the skill position, I mean, our receivers, they got to recognize coverages. You know, there was times last week I felt like we ran into coverage. There's a lot of man coverage stuff. We got to get separation, things like that with our running backs. I mean, it's seeing the hole, but there's cutback lanes on zone blocking. They got to be able to see that, so we got to get better at that. And then just, you know, we're going to change some things up, hopefully get a little bit more tempo, but it's tough when we got kids that are tired. And so, you know, we got to get in shape overall. Everybody does.
Does that put more pressure on you to use your timeouts specifically in the first half in certain situations that maybe a coach wouldn't be, that wouldn't use a timeout? I mean, does that put pressure on you in that regard?
It does. I mean, you can see the kids dragging, and, you know, you don't necessarily see it so much in the first half. But, you know, if you're smart, you're going to burn some in the first half to be able to do that. But, you know, the problem is, you know, we get put in situations sometimes where you need to burn a timeout, and you don't have them because of the fact that you try to call a timeout because kids are tired. So you want to save them, and, I mean, that's that catch-22. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I thought this game against Payson was definitely a game that you guys were capable of winning. Offensively, it was frustrating from the broadcast booth because you guys were able to put together, I don't know, you can't use the word an efficient drive, but you were able to put together successful drives in stints, just couldn't finish one off.
Yeah, and that was it. I mean, we watched back the film, and then they, you know, a few times, or in the middle of the third quarter, 7-0, we're making a drive, we're on our side of the field finally. It didn't seem like we were on our side very often. When we did get there, you know, we take a ginormous sack, and, you know, partially the line, but, you know, guys have got to be smart enough to know, hey, you take your wins where you can, and you take your losses where you need to, and then, you know, live to battle another day, and he's got to get that through. And, you know, he's just so much of a game, he wants to make good things happen, but in that turn sometimes we take some losses. We have some third and forever, second forever, first forever, that makes it tough. We don't have very many play calls in that book to accommodate those types of plays.
Yeah, and one of the things, Coach, I don't have the statistics sitting in front of me, but penalties haven't seemed to really play a huge factor against you guys so far this season.
No, honestly, they've been, you know, I felt like where we kill ourselves, it's been ourselves. It's just dumb little things, you know, whether it's taking a sack or a missed blocking assignment on the line. You know, penalties, for the most part, you know, really haven't hurt us. It seems like when we do get penalties, it seems like we're making a drive. And they always come at the inopportune time. There's not, maybe not a bunch of them, but they always seem like they come at an inopportune time when we're making a drive.
Before I let you go, Coach, we will talk about injuries. Easton Gordon was back in action this past Friday. Did you guys try to ease Easton back in? Was he 100% for that game, or is that kind of the way you want to use Easton in the future?
No, I mean, Easton's a kid that, you know, he was a little banged up and didn't want to give him a ton of touches. I mean, he's got a brace on and he's kind of slowly working, I think, as the weeks progress. You know, he's a kid, we've got to get the ball in his hands and he's got to be able to do some things for us. And so, again, two or three targets a game, that's not what we want to do. We want to get him more targets, but at the same time, we want to make sure he's healthy and ready to go. I can't say that he was 100% last week.
What about Landon Fairbanks? How much of an impact do you believe that he had in that game Friday?
You know, I thought he had some pretty good penetration on the defensive line offensively. I think he was still unsure what he was doing. But he's a kid that we're going to have to use, and he's going to really help us on both sides of the ball. You just got to get in shape. I mean, he's probably even further behind out of shape than a lot of these other kids.
So with that being said, no major injuries going into Friday's game, right?
No, we actually feel pretty good. If we can stay healthy, and AC's nursing a bit of a cold, but if we get, it just seems like we're always missing one or two. I'd like to see these guys at full strength, you know, and see what can happen. We haven't had that yet, with the exception, I guess, the Richfield game.
Right. Well, and when you miss one and two with the lack of numbers, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, you just look behind you, and then we drop down to sophomores and, you know, kids that maybe quite aren't ready for varsity ball, but, you know, I'm asking them to step up, and then, you know, they're doing their best with what they have, and, you know, we'll continue to battle.
Well, Coach, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you again for making time for us today.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Definitely. That's Coach John Famalo, again, the Emory Spartan football team. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk NFL football. We'll have a special guest with us, Lauren Miller, who handles the sports information at USU Eastern. Wanted to talk some NFL football with us. No doubt. That's coming up next when we return here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.